Title this morning, if you are a note taker, is Ears to Hear Part 3. Ears to Hear Part 3. It is May 18th. Half of May is already gone. June is stepping on our doorstep. And this morning I want to close out our series on Ears to Hear because I want you to make sure that, I know the last 2 weeks, you know, you might have came in, you had these hearing aids in, you know, couldn't hear anything. But I'm believing that, you know, last week, you know, week one that came out, and then week two, the other one came out. So this week, you'll probably be able to hear me pretty well. Amen. So I just want to review a couple things that we talked about the last couple weeks. And one of the things we talked about was that we should pray in the Spirit. Because when you pray in the Spirit, you pray at a higher and a more supernatural level from God. And when you pray for the ability to interpret tongues, then you begin to understand the hidden mysteries that you've prayed for. But the other thing that I want to share with you this morning is, even though we might pray in the Spirit and we get to interpret in the tongues, what we need to understand and how God really moves is when we're thankful. Let me say that again. God really moves when we're thankful. That's one of the keys to hearing more from God. It's like a natural parent. When you're moved, when your child shows you gratitude or thanks you continually for what you've done for them, you like to hear, thank you. Thanks for buying me dinner. Thanks for buying me lunch. Hey, thanks for filling up my tank and paying for the insurance and the gas and the payment and the, you know. Thank you for the house that I live in. God loves to hear somebody who's thankful. I don't like to hang around negative people that bring me down. I like to hang around people that are thankful. Even when they're going through a crisis, Christ is in the middle of that crisis. So I thank them for it no matter what. I thank them when it's good, and I thank them when it's bad. I thank them when it's kind of like nothing's not really going on. We always want to thank them. See, God will speak to you more when you are grateful for what he's already done for you or what he's currently doing for you. God, when you start to thank him no matter what you're going through, God will allow your ears to be open to hear a little bit more to get you through what you're going through. But if you're complaining and you're negative, it almost dulls your senses to what God is trying to tell you, and you stay in that position or that situation a little bit longer. Have you ever been there before? And God, why is that way? Lord, why don't I have 5,000 people at my church and complain, murmur? No time to say, I've given you what I want you to have. I've set you up. I've given you the people that are supposed to be there. It doesn't matter how much advertising you do, no matter how much you put in the newspaper. I've learned, I've tried it my way, and it cost me a lot of money my way. So now I said, let people just be led by the Spirit. If they see the sign, praise God. Let their eyes be open. Let them show up here. Let them find it on the web page. I'm not going to go spend $25,000 on investing in some internet scheme or some, you know, newspaper. I've tried all that. And the people I got, they came and they left because I speak word, and they are offended by the word. So they would rather go to a place where there is no word, or they go across the street to Thirst Busters where they can watch football. Amen. Just trying to help. I just keeping it real this morning. Chase more people off with the word of God. And I thought, if I'm doing it, Jesus must have been doing it the whole time he was walking on this earth as well. So let's take a look at the Bible this morning in John 16:13. John 16:13. It's a New Living Translation in the Bible, John 16:13. And then we're going to go to Revelation 2:29. But let's go look at John 16:13. This is the New Living Translation. And I want you to get this morning. It says, when the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into just some truth. Right? Isn't that what he says? He's going to lead you to where? All truth. So if there's all truth, then there's nothing missing, right? There's no lies in there. It's all truth. It says, and he will not speak of his own, but he will tell you what he has heard. Basically, it's what he's heard from God. And he will tell you about the future. if you listen to the Holy Spirit, who's in communication with God, and the Holy Spirit lives and dwells inside of you, that means the Spirit of truth dwells inside of you, he's going to tell you the plan for your future. So you say, well, I don't know what my future holds for me. Really? Obviously, you need to get in tune with the Holy Spirit, because he's going to tell you what your future holds. He won't tell you all of it, because you couldn't contain it. Your head would explode because it's so good and so awesome. But one thing he's got, his Spirit and truth, it's going to be really awesome. It's going to be great. It's going to set the world on fire. Amen? Take a look at Revelation 2, verse 29. That's the last book of the Bible. It's not Revelations, because there's only one Revelation. Revelation 2, verse 29. Anyone with ears to hear must listen to the Spirit and understand what he is saying to the churches. Anyone with ears to hear must listen to the Spirit and understand what he is saying to the churches. The title of the sermon is what? Ears to hear. What is God saying? What is the Holy Spirit revealing? What is the Spirit of truth saying to you in your life? And sometimes churches miss it because they're so big about programs and circumstances and situations that they don't get back to the Word of God, and they miss what God is saying. See, we need to sharpen our hearing by using our prayer language and speaking in tongues. Shout with me this morning, Holy Spirit, fill me to overflowing. God, tune me in. Dial me in. Give me ears. Open them up so I can hear what the Spirit of God is saying. See, we got to dial into what God's saying. The Holy Spirit dials you in to what he's trying to get to you. When you receive tongues for the first time, it's just an initial sign of the Holy Spirit's indwelling. In other words, someone just took residence inside of you. Uh-oh. I was already confused before. Yeah, but he's going to help you with your confusion. Take a look at Acts 2, verse 4. Acts 2, verse 4. This is in the New King James Version. It says, and they were all filled. How many were filled? So everybody that were together, they were all filled, right? There wasn't anybody that wasn't filled with the Holy Spirit, and began to speak in other tongues, and the Spirit gave them utterance. See, when you get filled with the Holy Spirit, you're just dialing in a little closer. You're in that frequency where it might have been a little hissing, but now God's dialed it in with the Holy Spirit. Tongues are the spirit are for spiritual edification. In other words, it tunes you into God's frequency. In other words, you want to hear from God, but if we're not spending time listening to what the Holy Spirit's saying, we're going to be off base a little bit. Amen? It might have been that taco that you ate that gave you that revelation instead of God giving you the revelation. So you'll be communicating with God in a supernatural language when you pray in tongues. Praying in tongues brings your tongue under subjection. Let me explain something. The more that you start to utter in tongues, the more that you spend in your prayer language, the more control you have of this tongue. And when people start talking about you, you're not ready to want to flare off and jump and say a whole bunch of. Because when you start having God control your tongue through prayer, your prayer language, what you're doing is God's getting that under control too. Amen. When you pray in tongues, let me tell you something. You are giving thanks to him perfectly. You didn't know that, did you? That when you're praying, you're thanking him. It's a prayer. It only comes from God. And when you're in that prayer language, when you're in a prayer, thanksgiving, you got to understand, comes from that language. And thanksgiving expands your capacity to receive more from God. The more thankful you are, the more that God will bless you. I'm just telling you. I walk around thankful all the time. I'm thankful for my children. Sometimes I want to strangle them, but I'm thankful for them because I'm trying to help them. I'm trying to lead them not into temptation, but lead them out of temptation and lead them to a place because I've already been there before. I'm thankful when they're obedient. And when they're obedient, blessings follow. When they're thankful, you know, like a parent, you like to hear thank you after you bought a meal. It's kind of a nice deal when you go out to eat and I pick up the bill. Old daddy took care of it. Heavenly Father provided for me so I can bless my family. Come on now. But just to expect it and not give a thanks will remind me next time maybe I just don't invite you next time. Come on now. I like to hang around people that are always thankful. Because when you're thankful, God will open up the windows of heaven and pour out more blessings that you can contain so that you can be a blessing to somebody else. Thankfulness improves your hearing. I'm always thankful because I'm waiting for God to make another deposit in my life. Somehow, someone, is it a word? Is it a person you're going to bring across my pathway? Is it? What do you want to do for me today, Jesus? Not that I'm expecting, but I'm expecting something good from God. Amen? My hands aren't in my pocket. My hands are open, ready to receive all that you have. And so I got to get in a position because it's going to be so much that God gives me. Amen? Take a look at 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 16. It's the New King James Version. See, thankfulness always improves your hearing. The more thankful you are, the more that you're thankful, even when you're going through a storm, through a test. God never got you sick to teach you a lesson, but he's going to teach the devil a lesson to mess with his child. Come on now. I'm thankful that I had that pancreatic disorder. Why? Because it drew me to Jesus. I was a sinner going directly to hell. Would have been dead and burning somewhere. So the devil, what he meant for bad to destroy and kill, drew me to Jesus. The devil messed that one up. 1 Thessalonians 5:16, it says, always be joyful. When? Always. Always be joyful. Never stop praying. Be thankful in a few circumstances. Right? Be thankful in most of the circumstances except when you got diagnosed with some cancer or some sickness or some disease or a backache or you didn't have enough money in your checkbook that week. Right? Isn't that what it says? Be thankful at all those other times but that time. It says, be thankful in all circumstances. For this is God's will for you who belong to Christ Jesus. God will allow some things to happen to you sometimes so it'll draw you closer to him. Sometimes he wants you to smell some of the roses of the world and some of the stench of the world so that you'll run back to where it smells or you have the fragrance of the Lord. Sometimes God puts you in some sticky situations, not on purpose, maybe because we made some bad choices and some wrong decisions. See, we always want to blame the devil for that, but it was really our decision. See, we don't want to take personal responsibility for it. The devil made me do it. Shout, I will thank God, for he is worthy of all my praises. See, thankfulness equals fruitfulness. The more thankful we are, the more fruit you get. The more that you go through some things and you're still thanking God through the tough times, God's going to bring you to a place where there's some great times. Just not some good times, but some great times. Good times was a good show, amen? But God wants you to bring the great times, amen? God wants to move you to the penthouse with the Jeffersons. Why the penthouse? So you can overlook the whole city that you're taking over. I ask God, why don't you move me from the place? Why do you keep me in this church that's so small, Lord? He says, because it overlooks the whole city. It's a light on a hill. All right, God, I'll shut my mouth. When I'm ready to expand, I'll move the people out of both of your the tenants out of the space so you can have it all. It's coming. All right, God. Being thankful will increase results in your life. The more thankful that you are, the more great things God will put in your plate. It expands your capacity to receive from God when you're thankful. When you're negative, it shuts down God. Well, I say, well, it's never working out for me. I've been working at this business for all this time, and it's never really worked out for me. I've been at this church thing for 11 years now, and, you know, I've got 25 people, and, you know, I just, you know, be thankful for what you got. Be thankful for who you got. Be thankful that someone's coming and hearing the Word of God. Be thankful that you're here, that I haven't quit and said, I go do something else. Thank God that you hear His voice every day, whether it's good times or bad times. Thank God someone is listening to Him so that you stay out of trouble. Because, see, your union with God gets stronger when your hearing is sharpened. Your union with God, your connection. The more that I spent time with my wife, the more that I listened to her and she listened to me, the closer that we got together in union. Eventually, we got married. And it was the greatest day in her life. And mine as well. Because God created two and made it as one. And man, when He put us together, man, He knew what He was doing. He had a plan from heaven. We didn't know that we were going to be pastors. We got married. We didn't think we'd have Vegas. We didn't even know where that was on the map. We knew where Florida was because we lived in Michigan. But when God got two people together from two different backgrounds, both of us not saved, knew of God, went to a church but didn't participate and didn't really know God, and how He knew that once I put you two together and I can get you into my Word, oh, devil, look out. Once I can remove what was in your ears that were blocking you from hearing from me, your marriage is right about to become a whole bunch better. She used to have one in her ear, and I would have one in mine. We would say, talk to each other. Talk to the hand, baby. You know, she'd say, and I'd go. But when God gets involved, He removes those hearing aids. It allows you to hear clearly what He's saying. Take a look at Ephesians 6:10. It's the Amplified Bible. Ephesians 6:10. This is about being in union with God. Ephesians 6:10 says this: in conclusion, be strong in the Lord. Be empowered through your union with Him. Let me stop there for a second. Who you're connected to makes a whole bunch of difference in your life. If you hang around with dogs, you catch its fleas. You hang around with scoundrels, you end up in prison. You hang around with people that are wealthy, that kind of tends to rub off on you. When you hang around with the people that are spiritually in tune with God, that will rub off on you. When you're in union with Him, it says, draw your strength from Him, that strength which His boundless might provides. You got to understand something. Who you're connected to. I'm connected to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He's got the best interest of mine at heart. I have to know that going in. When I go to meetings, when I meet with people, I can walk with a little bit of confidence. Not arrogance, but confidence that it's going to work out good for me because of who I'm connected to. I'm not going into a meeting by myself like I used to with the devil. Now I'm going in with God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit that lives and dwells in me. I got some person that's speaking in my eardrum, right? It's saying, go do this, go do that. Say this, don't shut your mouth. Don't go there. Don't go on that Peru trip in August because it's not set up. There might not be everything in place and something could happen. You heard from God. Confirmation came. Hey, we're going to Haiti. Those people need Jesus too. Shout, my strength is in the Lord. See, you got to establish some fellowship with God. How you do that is through the Holy Spirit. You got to get in union with Him. I compare it to a marriage. I'm in union with my wife. I love my. There's nothing. I would die on a sword for her. I would take a bullet for her. That's how much I love her. Suppose if I take a bullet and die, I beat her to heaven just a step before she did. Amen. So, is it a great loss? No, I'm in heaven, but she's been protected. See, that's what God does for you. He takes those bullets for you. He already died on a cross for you. He already forgave all your sins. He took away all your disease. He already done it all for you. And to be in union with somebody like that, ooh, God, that's good stuff. You got to be conscious of your time that you spend with the Holy Spirit. Because the more you spend with the Holy Spirit, who hears directly from God, that dwells inside of you, the more powerful you become, the more in tune you come to what God wants you to do. You become more strong in His ability, not your ability. I have some good abilities, but when I get strong in His ability, oh man, there's nothing I cannot do through Christ Jesus. Remember the scripture, I can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens me? Who gives you the ability? He does. It's His ability inside of you. That's why you can go do some things that other people don't understand how you can do that. God told me to tell you to put the whole armor of God on and listen to what the Spirit of God is saying. Put on the whole armor, because you don't wrestle against flesh and blood. You wrestle against unforeseen forces. And here's what God told me to tell you. You got to learn to take your authority. Just because you're a Christian doesn't make you a welcome mat that people can step on and walk on and spit on. You have some things that you can say, but say them in the way that God would say them. Do them in a loving way. Do them in a kind way. Use a scripture and a verse backing up what you're saying, but you won't know it unless you spend time with Him. He will tell you what to say and when to say it. He'll tell you when to shut your mouth. There was a time that Jesus didn't say anything, did He? And then there was times that He spoke up and rose up. You got to open your ears to hear, and God will tell you what to say and when not to say it, or what to say and how to say it. And you don't have to allow bad things to happen to you. Let me say that again. You don't have to allow bad things to happen to you. Take your authority and bind the spirit behind that person's behavior. Rebuke it. When people come against me, I know it's not them. It's the demon that's inside them, or the assignment from the devil using a person to try to affect me, to try to raise my blood pressure up, to try to get me to say something I won't say. They probably got it on probably got it on some recording or something that they're going to put me on TMC or something like that, or whatever that, TMJ or whatever that is. Or is that the jaw thing? You know, whatever it is. TMZ. TMJ, whatever, TMC. I don't listen to any of that junk anyway. But somebody is always recording. Someone's always listening. Someone's already checking you out. This is binding. Remember to stand your ground during a crisis or a troubling situation. The type of crisis that you will determine determines the stance that you're going to take. For example, if you're getting attacked in your physical body, you probably want to go to the scriptures in the Bible that talk about healing. And I'd probably get Christ the Healer by F.F. Bosworth, or I would get that little book that we got on healing, scriptures, and I would probably say those things 2, 3, 4, 5 times a day. I'd be driving around the car. I would record them on my iPhone or iPad and just play them everywhere I go. In my visitor pack that I give out, I have the healing scriptures. That's all I did is I took some scriptures from that and I just read them. People think that's the greatest thing. How'd you come up with that? I didn't. I just copied somebody else's stuff and just set it on my book. But people want to hear it because they're too lazy to read it. But faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. So if I could recite it and then people get it and then they start listening to it, faith comes and it starts to arise in them, and then all of a sudden their faith level comes. Maybe you're dealing with some financial issues and you're having a financial attack. Well, then go to the scriptures that talk about God's provision. Hello? When I'm getting attacked financially, I don't say, oh, thank you, Lord, for this attack. I go into Scripture and say, Lord, I've been a giver. I've been a tither. I just want to remind you that the 36 to 100 fold, you know, you come up a little short, Lord God. You know, I love you, but hey, come on now. I need some favor here, Lord. And then I go find some scriptures, and then I examine myself to make sure it ain't me that's making a stupid mistake. I ain't out purchasing beyond my capacity to pay for it. I don't know why I have $150,000 in credit cards, and I can't afford to pay them this month. Hello, let's spend it. God, I just need them to give me a raise. Maybe you just need to start living within your means. If you hear from God, he'll tell you that. I'm trying to help you. You got to put the whole armor of God on. The whole armor of God is the Word of God. You got to have the Word of God on you. Because Satan always launches attack against your mind. He's always trying to get to your thinking. You got to fight the good faith, the good fight of faith. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. The more Word of God that you have inside of you, the better the fight and chance you have against the devil. You can put him down 3 out of 3 times. Amen? He never has to defeat you. You're only defeated because you don't have all the Word in you. You're not hearing from God. You're not doing what he's told you to go do. A good fight means rehearsing the Word so that you can stand on it when the battle comes. See, Satan's intent is to distract you from the Word. That's his whole thing. If I can get this person distracted from the Word and they're not in it all the time, then I can creep in there and start meddling with them. I can start getting to their kids, their family, their finances, their sickness. I can start messing them up. When you turn away from the Word, what you're doing is you're effectively taking off the armor. And when you take off the armor, man, the devil will have a field day. But once you have the armor on, feel a little bit more protected. God's given you ears to hear. To hear by the Spirit of God. God wants you to be blessed in everything that you do. God wants you blessed. Let me say it again. God wants you blessed. He does. He wants you to walk like you're 10 feet tall. And you only might be 5 foot. But in the Spirit, you're 10 foot tall. That's how God sees you. That's how God sees you. But you got to spend some time with him. You got to make it a priority. You just can't have casual Christianity. And then expect to have all this mighty power of God when you need it. Think about the military and how they practice the same thing 100 times over. Why? For that one time they might need it. And then they have the power and the knowledge and the wisdom and the insight and discernment how to handle it. It becomes second nature. That's what God's word should be. It should be second nature to you. It should be to say, this is what I do. Being a Christian is I just absorb the word. I just go do it. I hear from God and I go do what he tells me to go do. I don't wait and hesitate. I just go do. If I got peace and God told me to do it, I'm going to go do it. Maintain a spirit of expectancy. Have always a place that you're always expecting to hear from God. Because God is always talking. All we got to do is start listening. That's why God gave you 2 ears and 1 mouth. So you can hear twice as much as you're saying. Pray in the Spirit. When you pray in the Spirit, you are praying the will of God. Confirm what you hear with the teaching in the Scriptures. It's okay to open up the Bible. It's all right to read the Bible. It's all right to have it in your car and make sure it's not, you know, got dust on it. Amen? We'll open the windows for that, Pastor, and all the dust blows off. It's all right to have it on your iPad. It's okay to preach from an iPad. I just want you to know. I mean, I know that some pastors say, you know, that that's wrong. I'm just looking for the scripture and verse that as long as the word's being spoken, if it's in a piece of paper, a 3x5 card, an iPad, an iPhone, or whatever, I'm just doing what God told me to do. Because I be listening. Amen? But you'd be funny how religious spirits come up and say, well, you don't even have your Bible. Really? I got about 64 Bibles in here and other translations. Some of them I don't even understand because I don't speak Greek and Hebrew. And lexicon numbers and all that kind of stuff. But it's all in here somewhere. If I want to research it. God's not going to speak to you outside his written word. When God speaks, it's going to be, he's only confirming the word that he's already spoken. If you know his word and he speaks to you, he's confirming something in you to go do something. So have ears to hear. Pray to understand the written word that God has written. Your knowledge over the scriptures is your weapon against the devil. If you use the word of God, you will defeat the devil 100% of the time. Amen? Last time I looked, is the devil was under my feet. That's why my soles of my shoes get so worn out so fast, because I'm always stumping on the devil. You ever walk on hot coals? It burns the bottom of your soles. Wait for the peace of God. When God shares something with you and the Spirit of God shares it with you, make sure you have peace. Wait for the peace of God. If there's no peace, do not act. Now, you might have heard from God, and God spoke, but if you don't have peace, sometimes he's saying, just hold on, that's a word for you, but I'm just preparing you. What you heard from God will usually require faith and courage, and it usually goes against your natural reasoning and against the world's ways of doing things. It always lines up with the world of God, word of God, and there's always peace that will rule in your life. When you're hearing from God, boldly obey God. Do not allow anything, anyone, any situation to stop you from what God's told you to go do. Your obedience builds his trust inside of you, and you'll begin to even hear God a little bit better, a little more clear, a little bit more crisper. When you hear from God and you don't have peace, Wait for some timing. Sometimes the timing is everything. This can also mean that it's not the right time to make a move. It's not the right time to go on that mission trip. It's not the right time to go, you know, invest in that investment. Maybe right now it's good, and God's giving you work, but the timing is off just a little bit. And let me just tell you, his timing is not your timing, so get over it. You want the McDonald's, the 90-second thing, and it comes in 90 seconds, it stops, and you say, where's my food? And it's not there yet, but please pull over in that little corner there, and we'll come out and bring you your milkshake. And you hate to wait, because now you have to pull over in that one of those three spots, and people are passing by, and all they got their food, but you didn't get your... God's just trying to teach you patience. You heard from God what to order, but you might have to wait an extra minute or two for your order. Sometimes when it's such a good order to prepare, and remember, when you get yours prepared, it's always real hot, and it's, you know, French fries are burning your mouth, you know. It's hot right off the presses of God. Sometimes it just takes a few seconds for God to get things orchestrated in the heavenly realm so that he can bring it down to the earthly realm through somebody to help you. But you got to have ears to hear what he's saying so that you don't move too early or too late. Just trying to help you. Success and failure in the kingdom is determined by your ability to hear God's voice. Let me say that again. Success and failure in the kingdom of God is determined by your ability to hear God's voice. Let me just say this. God is not doing anything new. He's the same God yesterday, today, and forever. He does not change. He loves you the same amount of love when he created you. He's going to love you to the last day of your last breath. He's still going to love you no matter what you've done, no matter how far you've come along or how far you come short. He's still going to love you. He'd rather have you listen and hear what he's saying, because obedience always brings more blessing. And when you get blessed, you're always thankful. You notice there's a cycle there. The more I get blessed, the more I'm thankful. The more I give them praises and worship, the more I get blessed, the more thankful. Lord, thank you for that. Lord, thank you for giving me favor. Thank you, Lord, for this. Thank you, Lord, for that. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the good job. Thank you for children that line up with the Word of God, Lord. Thank you, Lord God, that they're not running the streets. Thank you, Lord God, that they want to go on missions trip. Thank you, Lord God, that you've given them gifts and talents to work on things. And Lord, thank God that they're not just idle, Lord God. Thank God they're just not playing on a PlayStation all day. Thank God that they're doing something, Lord God. Thank God, Lord, they got friends, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for their health, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, they're not battling cancer and they're 16 years old, Lord God. I mean, I see it on Facebook, these kids that get, you know, all these likes, you know, and they battle. Thank God I don't have to go through that, Lord God. Thank you that my family's blessed. Thank you that my cat's blessed. Amen. Thank you, Lord God. He lives in a mansion in his eyes. He's like, wow, look at his place, man. Pretty cool. Thank him. And the more you thank him, the more capacity he has to bless you. My cat comes up to me all the time, rubs against me. He's always thanking me. Why? Because he's the one I'm going to bless him. And the more he thanks me, the more I bless him. I give him 3 more kernels of food that day. Praise God. He's happy. But no, think about it. If a cat can show me affection and his thankfulness, why can't people do that? That's a cat. That used to kick around the house like a football. Just kidding. Used to want to auction him off for Chinese food at the Chinese restaurant. Gets out of hand. I'll take you to the Chinese restaurant. I'm going to take you right now. But if a cat can show me affection and thank me for the meal he gets and purr and be, why can't a human being do that? Serious. And now all God is looking for is someone to thank him for what he's done with his son. Lord, thank you for giving me Jesus. Thank you that Jesus died on that cross. Thank you that Jesus rose from the dead. Thank you that I have the same resurrection power that's in Jesus that lives in me. I got a better deal than Jesus. I got the Holy Spirit that dwells inside. Because when Jesus left, he had to leave the Holy Spirit. And I got filled with the Holy Spirit. Now I got God living inside of me everywhere I go. Jesus was God, but now I got God inside of me. I can accomplish. I can complete. I can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens me. That apple did not fall far from the tree. Hello, I got that right this time. If you have ears to hear, God is trying to help you. God is trying to prepare you. God is trying to put you into position. God is lining up your future. Your future is bright. Don't let anybody tell you differently. The world's got a bunch of chatter, and in between that, God, you have to dial out of that and dial into the Jesus frequency. Lord, what are you saying to me? Why don't you go on that missions trip, Pastor? Because God hasn't called me to go there. I would be like a sixth thumb. You don't need one of those. Amen? When God calls me to go into the mission field, I will go. I'm not going to go kicking. I'm not going to go screaming. I'm going to go and say, okay, God, you got a plan here. You know, it's really what I want, but it's not really what I want anyways. It's what you want. Why? Because my ears are open to what he's saying. Not what I want, but what he's saying. I love to sleep in every Sunday, but that's not what God told me to go do. He didn't tell me to have church services on Saturday so I can sleep on Sunday. Well, that would be nice. But that's not what he said. You got ears to hear. God wants to bless you. Be thankful for where you're at. Be thankful for what you got. Thankful for some of the stuff that you lost. Thank God you lost that stuff because you didn't need it anyways. And those relationships that you thought you lost, you know, and oh my God, I'm so torn up over it. Let it go. God's got something better for you. Be thankful that they're gone out of your life. Thank you for some of those relationships that dried up like a prune because they were going to zap your just life out of you. When that door closed behind him, bye-bye. Deadbolt it, lock it, change it. See you later. Lose my number. Unlisted. Sorry. Not trying to be mean, but some of those people need to get out of your life because they're like a poison. Pastor, I don't need a whole bunch of friends. I got a friend in Jesus. He'll connect me to who I need to be friends with. He'll bring them in my life for a season. He might ask them to leave for a season. He just brings them in to help me or give me some encouragement so I can go along. Sometimes they stay with me, and sometimes when I'm climbing up the mountain, some of the asses had to stay behind because they couldn't go and journey to the top of the mountain. Sometimes you got to go alone with Jesus. And that means you got to be hearing what he's saying, and you don't want distraction from the crowd. I don't need to be in the mall and people go, oh, look at here's Pastor. Hey, Pastor! I don't need to be that popular. I mean, if God wants me to be that popular, that's great. I just want to hear from God. I just want to do what he says to go do. I just want to say, Lord, is this the program you want? Is this how you want to get it done? Is this the people we need to reach? Is this the outreach? Or are we cutting this back to do something else? What do you want me to do? I'm all ears. Elephants got big ears. Why? Because they can hear a mouse from a far, 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 far way. Elephants don't like mice. Ever see that? And look how big they are compared to a little mouse. Think about that. You have ears like an elephant to hear from God. Elephant has stature, commands respect. That's what you are in Christ Jesus. You command respect. They didn't want to give it to Jesus. He's going to work it in you and through you so people will be respectful of you. And some won't. And some will say some things about you, and that's okay because they did that to Jesus. But there will be those that will be drawn to you that never knew Jesus because there's something about you. Because you hear from God. You have the word when they are in need. So just listen to God. Spend some time with God. Go ahead and pray in the Holy Spirit. Go ahead and spend some time alone with Jesus. It's okay to lock yourself in a room. It's all right to put some praise and worship music in the background and just listen to what God is saying. Have ears to hear what the Spirit of God is saying. He's got great things in store for you. He does. He's only got goodness, greatness, success, favor, increase. Everywhere you go, God wants to just pour it on you. God just wants to pour it on you. God wants to pour the favor on you. God wants to pour his spirit. God wants to bless you to points where you can't even contain it all. Overflow into everybody that's associated around you. That's why your associations are so important, because there's people strategically associated with that God wants to bless, and he's going to use you from the overflow of your abundance that's going to come through you like a wave to bless them. It ain't you, but it's the God in you that's going to bless them. And you're the one hearing from God that say, I need to meet that need. I hear you, Lord. Boom. Not getting manipulated. Oh, you know, I need $100. I need $100. I need $100. Oh, I'll just give you $100. No. I'm talking, God said that person needs something, and you go meet that need. Because once you release it out of your hand to God's hand, now God's got something in his hands that he can increase and go bless somebody or bless you or use you as the blessing. But you got to hear what he's saying. You got to go do when he says go do. Don't be just a hearer, but be a doer of the word, just not a hearer only. Faith comes by what? Hearing. and hearing by the Word of God. The more that you hear the Word of God, the larger your faith becomes. The larger your faith becomes, the more that God can entrust you, because God's going to call upon the faith or the Word of God that's inside of you so that you can go do the impossible. I already know what I'm going to preach about next week. I always say, well, thank you, Lord. God wants you to do something in the kingdom of God. You weren't created to be on this earth just to pass time. And you're still on this earth. That means God's got something for you to still do until you go. When you depart, then He is done with your work on this earth and you get to go be with Jesus. Up to that point, you still have something to do. So open your ears to what He's saying and go do it. Amen? Doesn't mean if you're 105 years old, if you still have breath in your lungs, and you're still alive, you have a purpose for the kingdom of God. You might be 14, and you still got a purpose for God. He only takes the saints that need to go with Him because they've already completed their assignment. I ask God, well, why do you take some at 30 and some at 40 and some at 10? He says, because their assignment is done. And it's time for them to come be with me. And see, your timing is not His timing. Lord, why are my parents still alive and my other friends' parents are all dead? Because they're here for a purpose still in your life. And there's something still that you need to get out of them before I can release them to go to heaven. Come on now. You're all looking at me, uh-oh. Why'd that person go to be with the Lord? Because the Lord called them. Sometimes we go prematurely because sometimes stupid things that people do. You know, smoked only 18 packs of cigarettes a week. I don't know how I got that lung cancer and then died. But you know, they probably hopefully got saved right before the wire. And still be with Jesus. Hopefully they heard from God with their last breath. They heard from God and said, I turned my life, I surrendered all to You. One of my grandfathers did that, right? Just hours before he was going to pass, received Jesus. It took his whole life of being an alcoholic, but he heard from God. And God in just barely over, but he made it in. I don't want to wait. I want to know right now. So if something ever happens to me, hey, anything ever happens, just know I'm in heaven. Waiting on y'all. I'll just be there with Jesus, with the tears streaming down my eyes, on His feet, washing with my short hair. Amen. Have my golden locks back again. See, y'all laughing, but God ain't through with us yet. And what you see today, if you mark today's date, mark it down on a calendar that, you know, there's some change going to take place, and then look back next year at what God did for you, that whole year up to this date, and see all the things, because you've been hearing from God for the last 3 weeks, we've heard, talked about years to hear. Look at the difference your life will be a year from now, 3 years from now, 5 years from now, 11 years from now. Come on. We heard from God right around, probably around this time. We started up a church, and we're like, no, we don't want to start up a church. We heard God say, I'm not prepared. I, you can't use me. I'm the guy in the background. I'm just a giver in the background. 11 years later, T.D. Jakes gave me a perfect illustration. I was at the gym and I said, Lord, I'm still in kind of like the same place I was. He said, yeah, but you're at a different level. Sometimes God allows you to stay in the same place that you're at, but you go to a whole different level. So I'm like, yeah, you've seen it before, but you're not going around the mountain anymore. You're at another level. How do you get to the other level? And it's perfect what he said. Got to have ears to hear from God. And once you hear from God, you might be in the same surroundings, in the same area, and you might have to do, you know, but you heard from God, and you're at another level. Jesus had to take a donkey into town, but the next time he came into town, he took a cloud. He went from a donkey to a cloud. He went to a whole nother level. See, I'm starting to get it, that I'm going to a whole nother level. I drove in here in an older car when we started the ministry, and I sold everything off I had to for the ministry. But now I get to drive some new cars and have some nice things and some good things. Why? Because I've had ears to hear what God has been saying. And now I'm at a whole nother level. And there ain't no new devil, because I've had to stomp him down. But I had ears to hear. And its surroundings still look the same. Purple carpet's gone, and the red, the purple paint's gone, and all that has changed, and I'm still in the same, but I'm at a whole nother level. I don't tolerate what I used to. I don't put in programs to please people. This is what I'm about. You like it, great. If not, there's another church down the street that probably don't preach no word. Go there, have a good time. I hope everything works out for you. God bless you. But this place, we're going to have a small army, and this army will take on a 10,000 army church anywhere, because my people get it done. My people ain't falling dead with cancer. They pray and say, goodbye, cancer. Why? Because they hear from God. Surroundings look the same, but you're at a whole nother level. You go to a whole nother level when you get the word in you. You do things you wouldn't do. I do things now I would never think of doing, but I just trust God for it. Boy, this looks the same. Oh, he put some new stuff up, but no, I'm at a whole nother level. I don't play with people no more. It's a counseling session every Sunday. We come in, I counsel, good. You don't need counseling for me. Go pay $95 an hour for somebody else that you're not going to listen to. Keep me up to 2 in the morning, me and my wife, you know, praying for you, and then you don't do one thing we ask you to do. That was 10 years ago. Guess what? I went to a whole nother level. I said, I ain't dealing with that. No, why? Because I had ears to hear from God to say, they're wasting your time. But back then, I wasn't hearing all that God was saying. I was doing more than I was praying and spending time in the Word. So God the whole time was saying, you're wasting your time. Hey, you're wasting your time. Hey, you don't need these 18 programs. And then I started listening to God. And God said, pare this down. Pare. You don't need this. You don't need that. Hey, and you go out and you give all this food away, and none of them are thankful, and they want to fight and argue in front of your place, shut her down. Don't go find food somewhere else. You did that for almost four years. Were you giving me the same food you gave me last month? Are you hungry? Can I pray for you? Oh, no, I don't need no prayer. Why don't you come to church? Well, I can't come to church. Can't find a church. But when I was giving the food out here, you found the church. Couldn't find it on Sunday. Why? Because they had this in their ears. See how I went to a whole nother level? I don't play. I want to get you to where you need to go as quick as possible. Don't play games at church. Don't manipulate the offering. Oh, you know, we're gonna close the doors if we don't get that extra $500 this week. Well, then we close the doors, we meet at the park. Hope you don't like air conditioning. God's not playing. God loves you. God wants you to grow up. God wants you to go and soar to new heights. And God wants you to hear from him. And God doesn't want you to have to, you know, go around the mountain. God wants, it's okay that you go back to where you were, but at a whole nother level. That's what God wants from you. A whole nother level. And don't confess, oh, there's a whole nother devil. There ain't no whole nother devil. He already been defeated. He's just going to try to take some stuff away from you that God gave you, and he's going to try to take you some time and distract you. Let me just tell you, just read more words. Don't allow the devil to hold you up. When he starts talking, to say, oh, let me just get a little bit tighter noose around your neck here. Let me just step a little bit of heel on that, on your vocal cords, devil. I can't hear what you're saying. What'd you say, Jesus? y'all going to a whole nother level when you listen to him. I'm sitting up here in the spirit here, and you are all going to a whole nother level. I'm standing here right now. I hold myself up right now. You are all going to a whole nother level. And they're going to talk about you. They're going to make fun of you. There's going to be some that are going to be by the side of you. Some that are going to walk across the street from you. Some that are going to be offended by you. Some that are going to carry the cross with you. Guess what? Just do what God's told you to do, because you hear from God. Because you're going to a whole nother level. And some of these people want to remember you at the old level when God wants to take you to the whole new level. God. People want to see you at the old level to keep you there when God wants to take you to a whole nother level. Lord, bless your people. Lord, I pray that they've taken these messages from you, and they've taken their ears to hear. And Father God, I believe they've dialed in, they're in tune, they're in frequency of what you're saying. I pray right now, Lord God, and I release favor and blessings and increase upon your people. And Father God, I believe at this very moment, this day, May 18, 2014, Father God, is a day, Lord God, that we're going to a whole nother level. Lord God, increase is around every corner. Lord God, we have our hands open, ready to receive, expecting the harvest every single day. Lord God, we come expecting to hear what you're going to say. Lord God, we're willing to do, Lord God. We're willing to travel, do whatever you need us to do, Father God, when we hear from you. Father God, I release, Lord God, favor and increase. Our favor, Lord God, that is upon us, Lord God, only comes from you. Father God, open up every window of heaven and pour out every blessing upon your people this morning, Father God. Lord God, wherever they go, let them possess more land for Jesus. Let them hear, Lord, your whisper. Talk to them, Lord God, in those quiet times. And Lord God, allow them, Lord God, to release their faith. Faith that will move mountains and change lives for eternity. I ask you, Lord God, to impart this in them this day. New levels, new levels, new levels, new levels, no new devils, but a whole new level. And those that have been trying to hold on and hold us back, Father God, sever those ties. Sever those things, Lord God, of people that are trying to hold us down, Lord God. And bring us to people, Lord God, that see the new levels in us. Bless your people. In Jesus' name I pray. And everybody said, amen.